the Build-Up Wheat Cereal invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett. Face cadet. Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0! As falling rockets blast off the distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. It is a holiday on the planet Venus, a holiday celebrating the date 100 years before when the Earth colonies were granted independence and the cloudy planet took its place in the solar alliance. For space cadets Tom Corbett, Roger Manning, and Astro, it is a holiday from duty, the beginning of a week's leave. And in an old and somewhat battered jet launch belonging to Astro's family, the boys skim over the lush Venusian jungle. It's a beautiful day, a perfect beginning for a vacation. Yet, as usual, Roger finds a reason to complain.
Look, Astro, as long as I was spin busy enough to say I'd go fishing with you, I'd like to get there. Won't the sliver go any faster?
Oh, relax, Roger. We'll be in Gold Town soon.
There's a difference, you know, Roger, between spaceships and jet launches.
Sure, and there's a difference between jet launches and walking, but I'll take walking.
Hey, that's an idea, Astro. Why not drop him off in the jungle and let him walk?
Suits me. He might last an hour with luck.
You Venusians sure are proud of having the crummiest jungle in the solar system.
Sure, fighting that jungle made my father and his father before him tough enough to win the independence we're celebrating now.
The way I heard it, Venus got its independence because nobody wanted it.
And I wouldn't mind owning a piece of it, especially like this place where we'll meet Astro's uncle.
You mean Gold Town? I never even heard of it before.
You will. It already produces about 1/5 of all the gold found on Venus. And a new company has opened up an even richer vein. Almost pure gold and lots of it.
Yeah, who cares about gold now? It's space full of really important minerals.
Oh? Well, Astro, I guess Roger won't want any of those nuggets, huh?
You know, the gold nuggets. Didn't your uncle say we could get a few big ones for souvenirs?
Oh, yeah, those. But as long as you're not interested, Roger.
I'm not interested. They'd be worth plenty. Gold is...
Hey, you jokers aren't kidding me, are you?
Where did you get that idea, space boy?
Well, you can pick them up big as your head. Thin size.
I'd go blow your jet.
Hey, Astro, that's the town, those roofs down there?
Uh-huh.
We'll be there in a second. I'll drop lower so you can get a look at it. I bet the town will be pretty lively today. All the miners and their families will be celebrating the holiday.
Yeah, everybody always turns out for...
Hey, that's funny.
So that's what you call a boom town. Oh, brother, what a dead joint.
Yeah, dead is right. And this is always a lively place, even on ordinary days.
Hey, this isn't a gag, is it?
What, Cassie? I don't understand.
That's all. Look down there. Glass all over the street. Storefronts have been smashed in,
and there's a wrecked jet car.
And another.
Land this sliver fast, Astro. We better find out what happened.
My uncle's store is down the street. Hurry, fella.
Sure, Astro. There's not a chance of them being there.
I never saw anything like this.
Why, it's a ghost town.
Yes, Roger. Only this ghost town didn't die quietly.
I'll say it didn't. Doors broken in, houses wrecked.
And everybody gone. Men, women, and kids. What could have happened?
Well, Gold Town surrounded by a jungle full of prehistoric monsters, isn't it? Dinosaurs? Tyrannosaurus?
They're not prehistoric on Venus, Roger.
Well, that's what I mean. They're alive. Maybe a bunch of them attacked the town.
Maybe, but they didn't. Men are behind this. All radio equipment has been destroyed. You can see there's been some looting.
Here's my uncle's store. Come on inside.
It's empty, like all the others,
and wrecked even worse. The shelves have all been cleaned. But the rings are fastened. Roger, look behind the counter.
A man still holding on to an old-fashioned rifle.
What is it, Tom? Did you find anything?
Better stay back, Astro.
No, let me see.
Oh, no.
Is it your uncle?
No. His partner, old Peter Adams. He used to tell me stories when I was a kid, and now it's easy, Astro.
Get a grip on yourself.
I'm okay, Tom. But
what could have happened here? Where's Uncle Carl and everybody else, and who wrecked Gold Town?
Thank you. We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Spaceman, next time you get swell-tasting Kellogg's Pep, you'll get something mighty special right along with it. Just look on the back of a Pep package and you'll see what I mean. Every regular-sized package of Kellogg's Pep has a Space Cadet picture cut out on the back. Now, you want to get the whole collection. Then you can build up a Space Cadet scene showing the cadets ready to blast off on a rocket flight or speeding through outer space in the Polaris. Each Space Cadet picture cutout is made from a detailed full-length photograph. And each picture shows you one of the official Space Cadet uniforms. Start your collection now. Get a package of Kellogg's Pep and have Pep for breakfast every morning. You'll enjoy that rich whole wheat and malt flavor. And with milk and sugar and maybe fruit, Kellogg's Pep is a dish that just starts you off right. When you finish the box, you're all ready to cut out the Space Cadet picture for your collection. Get all four Space Cadet picture cutouts. There's one of Astro, Roger, Tom Corbett, and Dr. Jones Hale. And if you get two of a kind, why, you can trade them with your pals for the one that you don't have. It's loads of fun. So start collecting Space Cadet picture cutouts right away. Remember, you get another Space Cadet cutout on the back of every regular size package of the Build-Up Wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Arriving at the isolated mining village of Goldtown on Venus, where they expected to enjoy a week's leave, the Space Cadet finds the little town has suffered a mysterious raid of almost unbelievable violence. And when Astro leads them to his uncle's store, they make another shocking discovery: the dead body of Uncle Carl's partner. And there is no sign of any living person. The town is completely deserted.
We have to get word to the Solar Guard fellows, and that means flying back the way we came in the jet launch. This is too big a job for us to tackle alone.
Well, okay. But first, I'm going to fly over the mining and processing area. It's in another clearing north of here.
North? But that's out of our way.
It won't take long. And if there's any reason for this, it must be the gold.
Yeah, makes sense, all right, Astro. Besides, maybe we'll find something definite to report to the guard.
For you to report. If any of the murdering rats are up there, I'm staying
here. Don't be face happy, Astro. You can't fight a gang all by yourself, even if your uncle is captured.
Oh, no, it's not just him or Peter Adams. It's all the people of Goldtown. They're the newsies like me. I know most of them. I was brought up here and...
Oh, well, I guess you fellas can't understand.
I think we do, Astro. Come on, let's get moving.
We're almost over the mining area, fellas. Keep your eyes peeled.
Hey, look over there to the left. There seems to be a break in the jungle.
It must be the clearing.
Yeah, I see some fuming.
Well, that's the processing plant, Roger. The mines are right near it.
Hey, look. There's a big crowd down there.
That's our answer, Astro. Those must be the people of Goldtown loading those two space freighters.
With armed men all around to make them do it.
Dirty space crawlers stealing all the gold and making our people do the work for them.
They have other workers, too.
Look, giant robots. Like the ones we ran into on Mercury. I thought the men there must be part of a larger gang.
Galaxy, how did they get here?
Who cares? They're here and they're going to be tough to lick.
Guns and robots. No wonder they were able to capture everybody.
And Peter Adams tried to stop them with a rifle.
Hey, wait a minute. I think we've been spotted.
They're looking up here.
Maybe we'll scare them off.
No, Astro, look, there's a rocket gun mounted in the clearing. They're training it on us.
Start dodging, Astro.
Yes, get this crate out of here fast.
Okay, hang on.
Doc, here comes a warhead.
That was too close. Tom, maybe you'd better take the control.
Too late to switch now. Just keep dodging and open the jets wide.
Right, fellas. I guess we're safe now.
That was a nice job of free hopping, Astro. You kept them from getting a good shot at us.
Well, thanks, Tom, but we may not be in the clear yet.
You mean the robots?
Yeah, if the gang sends them after us, we'll be in trouble.
Jumping Jupiter, I forgot about them. They could catch this bag of bolts and make scrap of it in 2 minutes.
They sure could, but I don't see any of them following us, and the killers should have them in the air by now.
Well, they would if they wanted to use them. Maybe they don't want to tip their hand by showing the rope.
Well, maybe they didn't want to take them off the job.
Looks as if they were getting pretty near the end.
Well, maybe. It's funny reasoning, but lucky for us. Now we can go and get the Solar Guard after them.
Yeah, you do that.
I'll circle back and land as close as I can. Then you can take over, Tom.
You mean you still want to try and fight that guy?
I have to.
Don't be a jerk, Astro. What can you do against those robots?
Probably not much, Roger, but as you said, it looks as if they're getting near the end of the loading.
Those space rats will be gone before the Solar Guard can get here.
Well, so what? Why throw out your life away to try and save some gold?
It's not the gold, Roger. It's all those people.
You remember the killers on Mercury didn't like to leave any witnesses.
This bunch probably feels the same way.
You think they'd murder the whole population of the town?
Yep.
After they're through using them as slaves.
You may be right about that, Astro. We'll have to try to help them.
We?
Sure, I'm staying with you.
Roger can go after the guard.
Wait a minute, Junior. If you two bubbleheads can be heroes, so can I. I'm joining the party.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Roger, but our chances will be pretty slim, and someone has to send out a warning.
Oh, space dust. Why should I be
Don't
the one...
Don't argue, Roger. There's no time.
All right, blasted. I'll be the messenger, boy.
Good, and while you're delivering, keep your fingers crossed for us.
This is a tough jungle you go here, Astro. Must have taken us half an hour to come a few hundred yards.
Yeah. It's hard going, Tom. It's swell of you to do this when you're not even a Venusian.
Oh, what of it? I'm a human. Forget it, pal, and keep your voice down. We're at the edge of the clearing. Oh, look at those space crawlers. They're driving the people like cattle.
And those gold bars and bags of ore must be heavy, too. But with gunmen everywhere, the people can't even laugh.
Hey, there's Uncle Carl. The gray-haired man, see?
Uh-huh. He looks pretty old to be carrying a load like that.
He can take it, I guess. He's hard as nails.
Tom, look. That man, he collapsed.
Holy Jupiter.
One of those thugs is kicking the poor guy.
Oh, kill the dirty space crawler.
Oh, Astro, stay down. Tom, did you hear that? They are going to kill him. Let me go.
Oh, it would be suicide. The only way we can help these people is to stay alive and think, but fast.
Well, we're right back where we started, Tom. We've been all around the clearing, and there's no way to break that up. It's
no, Astro. For the last time, we can't go charging in blindly. If we wait, we may still get a blink.
Well, best of all, the Solar Guard may get here.
Just kidding yourself.
One freighter's loaded already. The other's almost finished. Roger can never reach him in time.
Wait a minute, Astro.
Just coming this way.
Hey, you don't suppose I'll keep your fingers crossed.
There. See now, Tom, it's a space yacht. It's armed, and it's coming straight for the clearing.
I think it's going to attack the killer.
It's not, Astro.
Take a look at them.
Huh? They've made room for it to land. They've been expecting it.
Blast it. More guns against them.
Now, if not like this, a few more won't matter, I guess.
But maybe if they sit down close to the jungle.
No, they won't. It's coming in right in the center of the clearing.
I wonder who those characters are. The leaders, I guess.
Look, two men are getting out.
Hey, they're carrying someone. Great. Blazing comet!
It's Roger.
He's unconscious. How in blazes did they get him? He was blasting back to headquarters.
Must have intercepted him and shot him down. That's why those robots weren't sent after us.
What do you mean?
That armed yacht must have been on patrol. And this bunch just radioed an alert for the flipper.
Well, that settles it, Tom. The Solar Guard won't be coming.
Our last chance blasted into space dust.
Yeah. I guess it's up to us now.
Well,
you win, Astro. We'll make that right you've been tugging for. At least we'll go down fighting.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Come on, let's ease forward as close as we can get.
Come on, me.
A little more to the left, Tom. We'll be covered by that tree. Yes.
Hey,
stop, quick. What's the matter?
One of those thugs is wandering over this way.
Let me talk.
No.
No, he's just carrying a radio control for one of the robots.
He'll be past in a couple of seconds.
Then we can make our break.
No, we don't have to, Astro. This is our break.
What?
If we could grab him, we'd have his ray gun and the robot, too.
Hey, that's right. Come on, fella. This way. Get a little closer. Come on.
Blasters, how do you like that? He sat down.
He's going to set up the robot control there. But he's at least 20 feet out in the clearing.
Well, bad as it is, we're not going to get a better chance. Let's go out and get him.
Yeah, I guess there's no other way.
Blasted. We only had a rope.
A rope? A rope's hanging all around you.
Where?
The Canadian jungle box.
They're as good as rope anytime.
Wow, can we hack off a piece along with you?
Sure. That brittle down near the roof. I can snap a whole vine off. Wait a minute.
something, Bill. I felt the hurricane turning around.
Uh-oh.
Quiet.
Okay. All right. He turned back. I guess he thought it was just an animal.
Yeah.
Now, come on. Help me to slip off the leaves, but quietly.
Look, would you mind telling me what we're doing?
Going fishing, Aston. And you see this noose I'm tying on the end? With luck, you can toss it over his head from here, make it tight so he can't hook off, and just haul him in.
Look, you think the other jokers will see?
Yeah, maybe, but we're better doing this than busting out in the clearing ourselves.
But I guess you're right.
And the robot control is attached to a strap around his neck. It should come right along with him.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
The noose should hold. Let me try to tag it. I've got longer arms so I can reach out to it.
Okay, I saw.
Shoot. Here, go. Oh, yeah, got it. Oh, keep it tight around these necks. Here it comes. And nobody's looking this way.
Yeah, but the strap on the rubber control broke. It's falling off.
I'm getting it.
No, I told full control of the mind. Keep pressure on.
Out. Hey, over here.
And don't cut him up, right?
Okay, he's out. It's too late.
Hey, honey, come on back.
Things are getting hot.
Yeah, they're using heat rays.
Come on, let's beat it. Here, I got his gun. You take it.
Thanks.
You winged a couple of them.
Yeah, there's so many of them I can't miss. Besides, you can't see us here. We have that much advantage.
They're falling back, Tom. We're beating them.
We're stupid.
What's the matter?
The robots. We're sending the robots in after us.
Oh, the gun's no good against them. Look at them, Tom. That does it, Tom. We're lit.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. K-Day! K-Day is here! K-Day! K-Day is here! All over the country, the word is going out. By telegraph, by radio, by telephone, the news is spreading like wildfire. Yes, K-Day is here! And that means that every single one of Kellogg's cereals has been dressed up in a brand new package. And now that K-Day is here, you can see those new Kellogg packages right at your grocery store. They're new, they're fun, they're exciting. And are they different? You'll see pictures of cowboys, fellows and girls playing games. You'll even see the space cadets. Every one of these new Kellogg packages has something exciting and different. So don't delay. Chart a course to the grocery store just as soon as you can. See the better-than-ever Kellogg cereals and newer than new Kellogg packages. Then you'll be saying,
did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay, and flame cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show has a cheerful look, a lift for you. Start you out with a hoopsie-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day. Get a big supply today.
Yes, for a happy day, have a happy breakfast with the best tasting cereals ever, Kellogg's. In a desperate attempt to rescue the people of Goldtown, Tom and Astro almost succeed in gaining control of one of the gang's giant robots. But when the plan fails and the killers are alerted, the cadets are seemingly trapped as the giant, indestructible robots are sent crashing into the jungle after them.
Tom, we're finished. We can't stop those robots. They'll run us down.
Yes, if we just stay in front of them, Astro. But they can't think for themselves, and the men operating them will expect us to run back into the jungle. This is a chance to pull a fast one.
How?
Prop up that man you knocked out, and I'll put my hat on him. That'll delay them for a minute.
Okay.
Come on.
Where are we going?
We'll skirt around the edge of the clearing.
But they're watching for us now.
Not this way. Everybody's looking in the direction the robots are taking, where we were.
Well, they're bound to find out we've given them the slip.
Sure, but not in time, I hope. We'll cut around to that loaded freighter, the one nearest the jungle, and climb in while they're looking the other way.
We can't, Tom. The guards are still in the airlock.
We won't use it.
Then how
are we... power man, Astro. Can't you think of another way to get in?
Hey, wait a minute. The rocket tube's in the clean-out hat.
Right.
We'll have to slide through the tube fast. There'll be radioactivity.
It's worth it to get to those big guns.
You bet it is. Step it up, Tom. We've got to work fast.
The main deck's empty. Climb in.
Wow, we made it.
And those space rats think we're still in the jungle.
We'll show them how wrong they are.
Let me hit those rocket guns.
Right.
I'll take this one.
You get on the starboard gun mount.
All set. But, Tom, be careful not to hurt any of the gold pounders.
Don't worry. First, we'll pick off the gang's heavy stuff. The rocket gun mounted in the clearing in the robot.
I'll knock off the gun. You work on the robot.
Set. Ready? Fire!
Hey, I nailed the gun. Nothing but junk now.
Good. One robot's down, but there's Puff. You better get on them, too.
Right.
Look at those space rats. They don't know what's happening. They're going crazy.
I wonder how they like being on the receiving end for a change.
Hey, Tom, some of the gold pounders are slugging their guards. They're getting into the strap.
Watch your fire.
Uh-oh, there's a robot getting into the fight.
It's over on your side, Tom. Blast.
No, wait. It's going after the killer. One of the gold pounders must have grabbed the control.
Hey, what do you know, Astro? Look,
it's Roger. He's all right.
Sounds like death.
The space yacht is flashing off.
Well, nail it, Astro. Pull it off.
Ah, it's too fast. I'm heading straight up. Can't get these guns to a sharp enough angle.
Now they're gone.
Yeah, too bad we knocked out the blaster in the clearing. That might have been...
quite delicate. Now the other freighter is taking off on the other side of us. Swing your gun around quick.
Forget it, Astro. We're too late.
Blasted a few seconds sooner, we could have clobbered them. A freighter can't climb like a yacht.
That's why the yacht went first, to draw our attention.
Well, there's just one thing to do.
Go after them right now.
Oh, we can't, Tom.
Why not?
The gold pounders are swarming all around our ship. In fact, they're coming in. And look who's leading the crowd. Hiya, Roger.
Hiya, fellas.
Nice going. We really lowered the boom on those crumbs, didn't we?
Hey, you okay, Roger?
Sure, it'll take more than those space crawlers to get rid of me.
He's okay,
and listen, I saw your uncle.
He did?
Don't worry about him. He's in great shape. Right now, he's helping some of the wounds.
Oh, I want to go out and talk to him. All right, Tom?
Sure, but hurry back. We still have to nail those killers.
Oh, that's fine with me.
How about you, Roger?
Naturally, Junior. After all, that's what I came to Venus for. A nice, quiet vacation.
Don't miss the next action-packed episode with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Thursday, when the crew of the Polaris search for the killers but find danger in part two of Holiday of Terror. Tune in same time, same station on Thursday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast are Jan Merlin and Al Markham. Today's program was written by Don Hughes, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.